I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre and post analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My main is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Hoff on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And we're delighted to welcome in Ozzie Guillen. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire. Check him out. Aturo.com. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Very well. Just a little bit on the weather. Is it's be outside last couple of days.
Oh.
It don't help me at all.
Yeah, hang in there, Oz. It's tough. I know the weather stinks.
We love the new studio, buddy. You look like a million with the kind of the backdrop and the whole way the desk is set up, like kind of all glass. It's really sharp looking.
They did a tremendous job, to be honest with you. I think they're working very hard on it. Obviously, first couple, games, they don't know exactly how they're going to come out. Everybody was worried, but come out very well. I'm very happy, very pleased the way they did it.
Ozzie, the Sox are off to a pretty good start. Despite the 2-3 record, they look like a better team. Their starting rotation has been very good. What's been the most impressive part about the season so far for you?
It's no doubt the starting rotation. Also, the bullpen. My bullpen gave up a couple of runs last night. I thought the game was a very well baseball game to after they scored those runs. But I think when you got good starting rotation or the starting rotation respond the way they are respond right now, obviously it's only one star. Today's Berkey is going to be the second one. But I think what I see those guys attack the strike zone. They got good stuff. It seems like they're not afraid to be around the plate. Everything pitched work for them, especially their changeup. And it's one thing I see too. Every time they get a little bit in trouble, they come out pretty good. I think when you got a good starting rotation, I think most of the games, a lot of games, will really be very good baseball games.
I think you watch them, and the conclusion is that somebody with that team knows a lot about pitching. Because when we looked at that rotation before the season began, we were kind of unsure that they could survive, that they were going to do well. And then everybody comes out, they take turns putting in these really good performances. Is it Bannister? Is that the guy we're crediting? Is it Katz? Is it Will Venable? Is it Chris Getz? Who do we look at and say, wow, that guy knows a lot about pitching?
Well, whatever, he did it. He knows more than anybody else, because obviously when you're inside there, you know the players better, a little bit better. You got the scout report better. You see them better. When Burke was the opening day pitcher, I say, yeah, he's opening the pitcher, but he's not the ace. He's
right.
Not. I think those guys completely do a great job. I think they come out and the stuff is there. But the only thing you can do is just bring those guys with confidence to the game. even when you talk to them, you know, when I hear talking after the game or before the game, you see that like they're very not comfortable, but they secure themselves. I think they believe in themselves, and there's something. The only thing you can do in the big league when you coach is make sure you make those guys believe in themselves. I think Don Cooper was good at it. Believe in yourself. I told Cooper, I said, why are these guys, think? When you take the ball, hey, those guys were there. Believe in yourself. Believe you can do this in the big league level. And this is why Cooper got a lot of success with their pitchers. And I think the same way happened right now. Those guys go out there and seem like they was there for a few years. It's fun. It's fun to watch. Last couple of years, the White Sox fell worse because the starting pitchers go 2-3 innings, 4 innings, 3 innings. All of a sudden, you bullpen, and it's going to get lit up. Going to get tired pretty soon. But right now, those guys see like they know what they're doing.
Ozzie, we're talking to Will Venable at 9 o'clock, and I got a kick out of seeing you talk about bringing him a bottle of champagne after his first major league victory. That was a great gesture on your part. And I think that Will Venable's made a strong first impression. In your mind, what is the biggest way he has made a first impression?
Well, you know what? I got a good feedback from him from a friend of mine. You know what I mean? Boch is a good friend of mine. Alex Cora is a good friend of mine. Joe Maddon, you know, one of my favorite manager in the game. They talked to me about him, what kind of guy he was. He's going to stay evil. You know, he's going to stay the same way all the way through it. And when I hear talking, you can see the right answer right away. I think players, I talked to a couple of Latino players about him, asking about him. He says he's the same guy. This guy played the game before. He was coaching for good managers. You know what I mean? He just, so far, I'm very pleased the way the players handle the media, especially here in Chicago. Very equal skill, you know, it's nothing big, nothing low. That's what I love. And, you know, my wife asked me, why you going to bring him about a champion? I said, you know what? I don't know. I like him. I did it to Pedro. The funny thing about Pedro, I drink it before I give it to him.
That's a great one. So, Ozzie, help.
I bring the bottle of champagne and the way there, I drink it before I give it to him.
That's so funny. Help us understand. I was trying to figure out. We were watching the game while at the Bulls game, and we didn't see some of the early part of it, but we did watch the implosion in the sixth inning. And, you know, you're sitting there and you're watching that, and Shane Smith is spinning it and doing a great job. And then all of a sudden, it looked like he had actually struck a guy out and didn't get the call. And that next thing you know, there are two guys on base on walks, and it's time to take him out. And Venable comes out. And this Penn Murphy, the guy came in, didn't look like he had a lot of time to warm up. And they were mentioning how slow Venable was walking out to the mound. And they were trying to give the guy an extra pitch or two in the bullpen. And then he comes in, and it was awful. And that ends up being the bad inning. Were they not anticipating, because they had a couple of outs, that this guy wasn't getting out of the fifth inning? And he said that his velocity dipped pretty significantly.
Well, yeah, it's no doubt about it. It thing happened so fast. My heart dropped. You know, I was very excited about the game, and I was talking with Chuck. I said, man, look at this. This is amazing. Look at what those guys have been doing. All of a sudden, the walk happened fast. The walk is happening so fast. And when they asked me about if you will take him out with 73 pitches, I said, in that time, yes. I think that time was the right move. Obviously, after, it looked like it was the wrong move because the kid's coming out of the bullpen with nothing on it. I don't know. Last night I see something, but his delivery is so fast, you can see what has been done. But I think I'm going to watch. The guys are going to send me a video. I'm going to see a video early today or tomorrow about him with his hands. I think his hands was closing to the chest with one pitch, out of the chest for another pitch. That's me watching baseball, but yes. I don't know. But I think that was the reason. And besides that, to warm up last night with that, you know, with that weather, it wasn't easy. A lot of people saying this is funny because they say, wow, hitting is hard when the cold, the weather is cold. So is pitching. Pitching with the wind, now the pitcher cannot put anything in his fingers. You know, it's not easy pitching this weather when the weather is like the weather was last night.
Ozzie, we're up against the clock, so in 60 seconds, of all the leadoff hitters that have been tried so far in five games, Nick Maton had a homer last night. Who do you like at the top of the order for the Sox?
Well, right now, it got to be him because he's playing good last couple of games. But right now, I don't have anybody exactly what he should do because he's the one who looked the best at it. I think they put Vargas work out for one day. You know, especially, you look at, but again, last night, talk about Vargas. He hit the ball right in the middle in the shortstop making a tremendous play. That could have changed the game right away with the game down by two runs. But I think right now, Major's the first one to say he will be leader. How long he going to be? We see how it goes.
Hey, Ozzie, we're out of time, but I'm curious, just a quick answer. You ever try a torpedo bat? What do you think of that? Everybody going nuts over it.
Guys, I use it. I use it because Julio Cruz ordered some torpedo bats. Believe me, that's not working. You know, that's people making news, all this stuff that they are legal. And I use it in 1986. And I hit 220 in 86. That doesn't work. Believe me, it doesn't.
You're the best. Thanks, Ozzie.
Stay warm.
All right, guys. Take care.
Take care,
guys. Thank you.